the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do again on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to the Retirement Playbook with the father-son team of Rick and Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan. Thank you so much for joining us and Happy New Year to you. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203. And online, HughesRetirementGroup.com. The Hughes Retirement Group's got offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Birmingham, but the number is the same, 423-664-4203. You know, people who listen to the show regularly, hey, thank you for listening, will know that for the past month, it's just been one or other of the Hughes Retirement Group, of the father-son team. But I'm pleased to say I've got them both here today, so we're starting off 2019 with a little bit of togetherness. So
doing well, Chris, and we're excited for a great year in 2019.
Absolutely. Granger, how you doing?
Doing well, Chris. We were talking earlier, sometimes you get close to having those days off, and you got to get ready to roll again this new year, so we're getting ready for it.
We're going to hit the ground running, and you guys absolutely are, because starting off the year with some retirement classes. You know, you guys teach these throughout the year across the state. Have classes coming up this week, January 7th and January 9th. These are two-night sessions. January 7th and January 9th at Cleveland State Community College, and January 8th and January 10th at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. That begins this week. There's a $49 registration fee normally for the couple to attend. But as a way of saying thank you guys for listening, you listeners out there, they will reduce the price of that. If you call and you mention that you heard about it on the show, on the radio show, it's just $29 for a couple. Again, you can get more information on those. Cleveland State Community College, January 7th and January 9th. And University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus on the 8th and the 10th. You can get more information and go and register by calling 423-664-4203. For people who may not be familiar with these classes, again, that you do teach throughout the state year-round, what can they expect going into these classes?
Well, it's about retirement, Chris. It's for people that are approaching retirement. Now, what age is that? That could be someone that's 10 years out, or it's people that have already retired. So we're going to talk about how to maximize Social Security benefits, long-term care strategies, taxes, you know, where are taxes going in the future? Distribution, because when you get ready to retire, it's the distribution phase, and that's where taxes can kick in. There's a lot of other things that we cover. It's a lot of great information that can help someone, that can prepare them for retirement, or if they're in retirement, it could potentially help them in retirement. So I would encourage people to give us a call. Like I say, the money that someone pays, $49, we give them two workbooks. So it's basically covering the cost of the course. We're not making any money because we're using nonprofit Tri-State Education Center in order to do these classes. So give us a call, and we'll be more than glad to get you signed up. It's right on top of us. Begins Monday night at Cleveland State.
And again, if you call and you mention that you heard about the classes on the show, it's actually $29 to register. 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. Drinking from a fire hose, I think, is how you guys have equated these classes before. There's a lot of information that you guys put out there. But again, those workbooks and everything, and it's more in-depth. Two-hour, two-night sessions, 423-664-4203. But let's go ahead and jump into the show here. As investors, we're all wondering what the new year will mean for our retirement accounts. And investing guru Jeffrey Gundlach tells CNBC the 10-year bull market, well, it's all but over.
And I'm pretty sure this is a bear market. I mean, people like this definition of 20% down as a bear market, but that's obviously very arbitrary. It's more about kind of how you lead into it, how it develops, and how the sentiment changes. And I think we've had pretty much all of the variables that characterize a bear market.
So I've got a couple questions for you here. First of all, anyone who's been paying attention to the market in the past month has known it's not been great. The last week there was a little bit of a rebound. But the clients that you had the plans with, what was your phone call situation like? I know a lot of people were traveling during the holidays, but did you get a lot of phone calls with that? People calling and worrying about the plan as it is.
Well, Chris, you know, we have a portfolio monitoring software that's going to notify our clients and kind of generate that conversation. So that's what we've talked about in the past, is kind of how we're preparing for this type of market, and we typically will reach out to the client before they have to call us. So we just want to make sure we're staying on the same page. But at the end of the day, once again, we don't want to panic. So we don't want to hit that panic button and sell off all the time if we're not seeing certain indicators. And the thing I would say to people, and Jeffrey may be right there about the bull market is over, but the thing we have to look at is, even when we look at these indicators, that are showing somewhat of a bearish market coming ahead and potentially the next 12 months to 18 months, we have to realize that the fundamentals are not the same as they were in 2001 and 2008. So the economy is still a little bit stronger than it was during those times. We've seen interest rates rise pretty fast, which has caused the markets to fluctuate a little bit. And we have to realize there's still a lot of uncertainty out there. So as we've said so many times, the markets like certainty. And right now there's a lot of uncertainty. So I think as the trade war and as Brexit and things globally get more calmed down, you may see somewhat of a resurgence. I'm not going to say we're going to have a bull market like we've had, but it's kind of like I've even said in past shows that we've had. In some sense, it's just reverting back to the mean. If when Trump took over, it was the Dow was at about 18,000. We got up to around 27,000. So just reverting back to what we were at, a mean reversion, if we would call it that, there can be a panic button, and then a lot of people sell off and then magnify that problem by panicking even more so. So I wouldn't say panic, but I mean be cautious. Look at the indicators. Respect the indicators. But remember, you're planning for a long-term retirement plan, not for a short-term or a get-rich-quick scheme.
Granger, let's go ahead and recap 2018. You know how we've talked many times on the show of an ocean wave as it's building and so forth. And if we think back to 2017, the Trump bump, where the markets every day it seemed like a new high, just like you said, the Dow went up to close to 27,000 points there. And people get used to that, and then all of a sudden we have a downturn like we did. Now let's talk about December. December was a dreadful month. It was the worst December since 1931. So it was a very, very bad month. The S&P was down 9%. The Dow was down 8.7%. Now, also during that time, the Dow has swung 1,000 points in a single session only 8 times in history. And that happened 5 times in 2018. Oof. So if we look at the entire year, the Dow fell 5.6%. The S&P was down 6.2%. And the NASDAQ was down 4%. So here's what we have to say about that. We always say there's 3 guarantees in the market. Guarantee the market's going to go up. Guarantee the market's going to go down. 2018, guarantee the market's going to go sideways. So don't expect to ride that wave all the time. But just like Granger said, you don't want to get in and then all of a sudden sell off. Because again, a lot of this, you base it on emotions. If you went through that December and you said, oh, I'm getting out, and then the market turned around a little bit, then you don't catch those gains. So don't base things on emotions for sure.
And in a way, this can help investors because, you know, when we're sitting down with clients and we're looking at their risk tolerance, how much they can put on the table, how much they're willing to put on the table each and every day, when they're coming in after 2017, you know, their risk tolerance is all of a sudden a little bit higher because when you're talking about how would you feel if X happened? How would you feel if you lost 15%? How would you feel if you lost 20%? It's tough for them to realize what that would be because they're so used to gains. But now coming off of 2018, it's a little bit more realistic. It hits closer to home and we can kind of start to think, wait a second, this has happened before. This has happened here recently. Could 2008 happen again? Could 2001 happen again? So it really makes you dig in and assess your risk tolerance, because I think a lot of people may have found themselves in a risk tolerance that didn't suit them because they didn't expect to lose. It's weird when the markets are going so well, we become accustomed to look and say, oh, it's green every single day. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to throw a couple darts at a couple stocks and make a few thousand dollars each day. Well, 2018 became a little bit more reality. So, I mean, when we look at these, I mean, the S&P, the Dow, Russell, they're all down. I mean, Developed International was down 14% on the year. Commodities down 14%. I mean, everything that once was going, you know, where basically you couldn't pick a bad stock or couldn't pick a bad market, all of a sudden now that's kind of flipped and investors are looking for a place to hide. And with these rising interest rates, when they were hiding in bonds, now they're losing money in bonds as well. So it's kind of really reassessing that. So there are places that you can put your money, especially as you're getting, Dad, you mentioned people getting closer to that retirement age, maybe 55, 56, and they want to take some of that risk off the table. A fixed index annuity can be a great tool for that, to where you can still partake. If the S&P does positive 10%, partake in part of those gains. Here, when the S&P did negative 5.5, basically, you don't participate in any of those losses. So as you're nearing retirement, you may want to look for a tool to put at least a portion of your money into that.
This is a good time as any, honestly, to get a good retirement strategy in place. And that could include the possibility of a fixed index annuity. We're going to talk about that in just a second here. But this is also a good time to mention these retirement classes you guys have coming up starting on Monday at Cleveland State Community College, January 7th and January 9th, and then January 8th and January 10th. These are two-night sessions at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus, The New Reality in Retirement. These are educational classes meant to inform you guys out there whether you are in retirement, whether your tenure is out of retirement. A lot of information out there that could be valuable to you and a good way to jumpstart 2019 to go ahead and be informed and start thinking more and more about your retirement. You can get more information and register. And if you mentioned that you heard about the classes on the show, save some money on that registration by calling 423-664-6664. 423-6643, 423-664-4203. So let's go back to what we were talking about here. You know, people enjoyed most of 2018 when the retirement counts were growing, but they probably wish they could have avoided those last couple of months when the market was down. Well, national best-selling retirement author Patrick Kelly says there's actually a financial product that can give us the best of both worlds.
Innovation happens in every type of industry. Well, it happens in the financial industry as well. And that type of innovation has happened, which allows individuals to do exactly that, to grow a portion of the market in the years the market's up, but never give anything back in the year the market's down. That, guys, is the way to build a winning long-term portfolio.
So Patrick Kelly is the author of Stress-Free Retirement. He's the author of a lot of books, including Stress-Free Retirement. And I know you guys wanted to give away copies of that book to listeners as a way of saying thank you guys for listening. How many copies do you think we can give away today?
We'll give away five. Let's start right there, Chris, with five.
Okay, five complimentary copies of Stress-Free Retirement. If you're one of the first, obviously, five callers, 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. But let's talk about what he said. Where do you guys, where does the Hughes Retirement Group start in helping somebody build that kind of portfolio that Patrick's talking about?
Well, you know, Granger had just spoken about that, about going into a fixed indexed annuity. Now, that's not the only strategy, but let's take that one for example. The S&P was down 6.2% in 2018. So if you would have been in a fixed indexed annuity, that potentially could give you half of the S&P, okay? So let's say 50%. If the market would have been up, you would have made about 50% off of that index, okay? But since the market was down 6.2%, Patrick calls that zero is your hero, meaning you wouldn't have lost 6.2. You would have lost nothing. You would have had a floor. So when we say fixed indexed annuity, index, again, is things like the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, NASDAQ, so forth. So I'm using the S&P as an example there. So I always ask people a lot of times, are you willing to sacrifice a little bit of the upside to guarantee you have no downside? That's an example of that fixed index annuity. What if the S&P was up 10 and you could only get 5, but you have a guarantee of not losing anything due to market loss? That's a great strategy to look at.
It is simply a tool. We utilize this for clients a lot of the time because they want to take a portion of their money that they've worked hard for throughout the course of their life, and they want to make sure that they're not going to lose a penny of it while still allowing for potential growth linked to an index. And, you know, we hear a lot of times people say, oh, my friend told me don't do that. My friend said don't buy an annuity. Well, a lot of times your friend may not understand the different types of annuities. And I would ask you, you know, is your friend, if you lose 40% in the S&P, going to fund your retirement? So when you're sitting there and you're looking at your retirement, your individual situation, you need to do what's best for you. And I think sometimes seeing this volatility, and look, we're not looking at just putting everybody into annuities. We've got clients that are in annuities. We've got clients that are in the market. So it just depends on each individual situation. But when you are looking at your individual retirement and trying to make it last, a fixed index annuity can be a great tool if you're looking for income, if you're looking for principal protection, if you're looking in some cases for a little bit more long-term care support that many of us will probably need to some extent in our futures. So it can be a great tool, and it can be utilized, as we've talked about throughout the course of our show, in a different bucket. So if you want it into a tax-deferred, like a traditional IRA, it can be utilized in that respect. If you want it into a Roth IRA, you can conduct that through a Roth conversion and keep that tax status to where all your future gains are tax-free. So you can have it in either bucket, and you can even have it in a taxable bucket if you've got money sitting in a CD that's not really making anything, or a money market, in a taxable bucket as well. So it still fits all three of those buckets that we've talked about in the past.
Granger, you know, I had someone come in the office last week, and they started talking about annuities, and they said, I do not like annuities. People tell me annuities are bad, kind of like what you were saying right there. And I said, what kind of annuity do you have? And then she says, I have a variable annuity, and I'm losing money on it. And I said, well, think about what variable is. Variable means it could go up, it could go down. So basically, she was lumping all annuities into her annuity because she was losing money. And she said, when I do gain, I don't gain as much, but I'm taking those losses. So you need to know what type of annuity you're in. You need to know what the fees are, because like in variable annuities, the national average is about 3.25% each year that you pay in fees. There's fixed annuities. There's single premium paid annuities. There's a lot of different types of strategies. You need to know what you're going into if that's the direction you choose.
Well, I mean, Dad, look at this. You know, when we talk about being able to get potentially half of the S&P, let's be honest, most people out there are not beating the S&P on a yearly basis. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
So they're putting their money in the market, picking stocks, maybe stocks that are linked to the S&P, and they're trying to beat or have a similar return that the S&P is going to return. And this year it was a negative. But let's think about the years that are positive. In most years, you're putting all that risk on the table, you know, putting a potential 2008 out there of a 40% drop for 8, 10, 15% of whatever the S&P does. So what if you could put your money somewhere where you know if the S&P loses negative 40%, you don't lose anything. But if the S&P does 20% or 15%, you're going to get half of that. You're just slowly ticking away. Conservative growth with no risk of loss from the market is a great tool for somebody who is nearing retirement and who wants a little bit of peace of mind and wants to be able to sleep at night.
Kind of makes me think of the story of the tortoise and the hare. You know, slow and steady wins the race. No, you're not going to be getting 100% of the gains, but when the market is up, you will share in a portion of that. And something that Granger said that I want to zero back on is a fixed index annuity is a tool that the Hughes Retirement Group uses a lot of the time. It's not something that they use for everybody because there is no one-size-fits-all situation. It depends on your personal needs. And people out there may have this preconceived notion. I know for a fact that people out there, a lot of them, have this preconceived notion about annuities. In most cases, it is a bad connotation. But having that conversation with professionals and sitting down, look, transparency and education, that is something the Hughes Retirement Group prides themselves on, and they'll be happy to sit down and speak with you about that and offer some clarification on things and let you know what you have already and letting you know what you're paying for in fees, analyzing that and offering that transparency and informing you that education, which, again, ties back into the classes Rick and Granger are teaching this week. The New Reality in Our Retirement, two-night sessions, January 7th and 9th, starting on Monday at Cleveland State Community College, and January 8th and January 10th, University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. You can get more information on those and register at a discounted $29 rate by calling 423-664-4203. This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The rules for retirement have changed. And as a baby boomer, your financial planning strategy needs to change to adapt. Make plans now to attend our special two-day retirement courses. There are two different evening sessions to choose from, January 7th and 9th on the campus of Cleveland State Community College, and January 8th and 10th on the campus of University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. All class sessions begin at 6:30. Learn how to determine if you'll have enough money for retirement, how to protect your assets from rising tax rates, how to maximize your Social Security income, and lots more. If you're nearing or already in retirement, this course is for you. To reserve your seat for these special two-day retirement courses on the campus of Cleveland State Community College or the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, call 423-664-4203. That's 423-664-4203.
Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, RWA, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance, including annuities, licensed in Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out.
As it turns out, it was back in 1970 on New Year's Eve that Paul McCartney filed suit to formally dissolve the Beatles. So it turns out they could not work it out. Welcome back to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203. Don't forget, if you're one of the first five callers today, a complimentary copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Stress-Free Retirement. One more time, 423-664-4203. There were some interesting results from a recent TD Ameritrade poll. About half the people they surveyed, they said that when they retire, they don't think they're going to have enough money to pay for all their needs. And 60% don't even know how much they're going to need. So what would you tell those people if they were your clients?
Sit down with us and we can try to work a plan out for you. I mean, putting joking aside right there just a moment. It's important, Chris, to have a plan. Most people have dreams and they know what they want to do in retirement. The problem is people don't know how long they're going to live. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you develop a plan that, again, it will not cause you to run out of money. That's what we talk about in our classes all the time. What's the number one fear that seniors have? It's outliving their money. So if you have a plan, if you have a strategy in place, for the most part, you can begin to make that happen and be able to hopefully continue to make those dreams become a reality.
And I think even more so in today's day and age, when we see the uncertainty of healthcare, we see the uncertainty of Social Security, that weighs on us mentally. Even those of us that are maybe in our 30s or 40s, we're starting to think about it as, man, is Social Security going to be there? Might I have to put more aside? Is inflation going to keep rising where I really have to have quite a bit of money to just have a simple standard of living? So I think that plays into it as well. But I also think, you know, as I've said several times, we've amassed this 401k or 403b, whatever we've got, and we look at this sum of money or this bucket of money, we think, how am I going to make it last? You know, what if I live to be 90? What if I live to be 100? How am I going to make it last? So I think sometimes sitting down and just doing the simple things of putting together a budget of wants and needs, what do I have to have? What do I have to have to have the quality of life that I want to have? And then saying, okay, is my Social Security going to be enough? Does it meet those needs? If it doesn't, maybe you need to create another income source. So it's taking a portion like we've talked about a portion of that retirement plan that you have and maybe putting it into a fixed index annuity where you're generating a lifetime income to meet those basic needs. And then going a little bit extra and saying, okay, what do we want to do in retirement? Do we want to have vacations? Do we want to spend time with the grandchildren and shower them with gifts? What do we want to do with our retirement years? Play golf, whatever it is. And then set up discretionary spending. And then you can use that extra bucket of money to systematically spend that down into a way that you can still enjoy your life, have the peace of mind of knowing you're going to have your basic bills, your basic necessities met, but then have that extra bucket of money there for things that you want to do, the things that you've worked for your entire life.
I don't think I'm overstepping my bounds here. Speaking on behalf of all three of us here on the show, hope that everybody out there listening has a long, happy, and healthy life. And part of that happiness, I think, is not having to worry about the need of running out of money by living too long. That doesn't seem like a worry that people need to have. And having a good retirement strategy in place is something that can help alleviate that worry. And in sitting down and speaking with the Hughes Retirement Group, they can help set up that plan for you. 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. Whatever you want to achieve in retirement, knowing what it is that you want to achieve in retirement, and then sitting down and speaking with professionals like the Hughes Retirement Group, they can help put that plan in place and make that hopefully into a reality for you. 423-664-4203. Longevity, like you said, is something you guys talk about in your retirement classes. More time, I want to mention the first classes of the year, the new reality on retirement, start on Monday at Cleveland State Community College, the two-night session, January 7th and January 9th. And then starting on Tuesday, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga campus, January 8th and January 10th. You can get more information and save some money, registration a fee of just $29 for a couple by calling 423-664-4203. So are you thinking that 2019 may be the year to finally start converting your traditional IRA to a Roth? IRA expert Ed Slott tells Morningstar, Roth conversions, well, they're not necessarily for everybody.
Is it wise for somebody, say, over 70 to convert? Not if they're converting for themselves, because the upfront tax cost of converting versus their given life expectancy is not worth the benefit in their lifetime. But if, on the other hand, they're doing it because the plan is to leave it to children or grandchildren who might stretch it over their lifetimes, then it might be worthwhile. So you have to see what your own reason is.
So it seems like these conversions may be a little bit more complicated than people think. Can you help listeners figure out whether this is something that, you know, might make sense for them?
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, you know, when we talk about in our course about us taking a holistic approach, and, you know, I'm not one of these guys, as I've said in the past, that there is a one size fits all. There, hey, this is the only way to do it. There's several ways to accomplish the goals you want to. And I was, matter of fact, just meeting with a client a couple weeks ago and sat down, and she was actually wanting to do some Roth conversions. I said, look, in your situation, you really don't need to, because the way it's going to plan out for her being single, if she started converting that to Roth, she's going to end up paying taxes on that money that she probably would have never had to pay taxes on anyways due to the standard deduction. Obviously, I'm not going to go into all that right now, but basically, I was saying, hey, go ahead and keep it in tax deferred in your situation. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, we've met with several couples where we've said, hey, it's going to benefit you. You know, you're 58 right now. It's going to benefit you to start doing Roth conversions over the next few years because you're going to save XYZ and Social Security tax. You're going to save XYZ and federal tax throughout the course of your retirement years. It's going to save you when you're having to take those RMDs that we know we're going to have to take at 70 and a half. So it comes back to each individual person. And as Dad and I have said several different times, for a lot of people right now who are nearing retirement, the tax cuts that we have in place are an opportunity to kind of get your taxes on sale. So if you wanted to start shifting some money and paying now so that you don't have to pay later, now could be an opportunity, but it doesn't mean that it's an opportunity for everyone because it's not going to be the best decision for everyone.
And Granger, you know, the tax cuts that we now have are set to expire in 2025. I would strongly expect taxes to go up at that time because obviously all the entitlement programs and so forth that we have. But this particular topic, Chris, is one that we dive into big time in our classes that we do. I would encourage people, if they're interested in knowing what's the ideal amount of money that I want in my taxable bucket or my tax deferred or the tax free. Again, as Granger said, usually in that tax deferred bucket, you systematically over several years begin shifting that if that's ideal for you. And again, that depends on the person and how much they have in that particular account and what their strategy is.
There's a great video that you guys have on your YouTube channel where Granger explains the three buckets of money in more detail than we have time to talk about right now on the show. If you go to HughesRetirementGroup.com, on the top right corner there's a link to their YouTube page. You can check out that video as well as other educational videos and previous editions of the Retirement Playbook. Again, the YouTube channel, the link is right there at HughesRetirementGroup.com. This is a good time, again, to mention, like we said with a lot of things today and throughout the course of the show, the history of the show, these situations, it all kind of depends on your personal circumstances because there is no one-size-fits-all, no cookie-cutter strategy for everybody, nor should there be. I think anybody who tells you, oh, this is the thing I put all my clients in, that's something that maybe you should be a little bit wary of. But we talk about these things kind of in generalized terms right now because we can't get into specifics for each person's specific circumstances. But when it comes to the classes you guys teach, the New Reality on a Retirement classes starting this week, January 7th and January 9th at Cleveland State Community College, and January 8th and January 10th, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga campus. There is a lot of information you guys put out there, but there is also a little bit of time where you can answer some questions and maybe talk in more specific terms for people out there. So if that's something that you're interested in, I encourage you, again, because classes start on Monday, to go ahead and call, get more information, and register at a discounted rate, $29 for a couple, by calling 423-664-4203. One more time, 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. One last reminder, if you do call and you're one of the first five callers today, a complimentary copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Stress-Free Retirement, 423-664-4203. This has been The Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Happy New Year to you. And before we go, gentlemen, you get the final word.
Well, Chris, as we always say, remember, if you don't have a plan for your money, I guarantee you the government does.
You've been listening to The Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
The rules for retirement have changed. And as a baby boomer, your financial planning strategy needs to change to adapt. Make plans now to attend our special two-day retirement courses. There are two different evening sessions to choose from, January 7th and 9th on the campus of Cleveland State Community College, and January 8th and 10th on the campus of University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. All class sessions begin at 6:30. Learn how to determine if you'll have enough money for retirement, how to protect your assets from rising tax rates, how to maximize your Social Security income, and lots more. If you're nearing or already in retirement, this course is for you. To reserve your seat for these special two-day retirement courses on the campus of Cleveland State Community College or the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, call 423-664-4203. That's 423-664-4203.
Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, RWA, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance, including annuities, licensed in Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama.
Rick and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927054 and 998505. New to guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.